Thank you for calling Eagle Moss here. May I help you?
Yes. My name is Alan Gruber. Do you need an account number or anything like that?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. I'm doing the Eleanor buildup. I have like kind of hundreds of dollars invested in it. And all of a sudden, it just stopped coming to my house. So I called and they said there was some type of delay with binders or paper or something. I don't know. And this is last year, late in 2021. And then I called back like about a month ago and asked, you know, hey, what's going on? Is this still down? I've got hundreds of dollars invested in it. And they said, well, something's wrong with the card on file now. I said, okay. No one emailed me. No one called me, but I'll give you a new credit card right now. So I gave them a new credit card and said, when will the next order ship out? And they said, in a few days. And I still have nothing. So I called back, and the lady was actually really rude, and said, I don't know. I can't help you. I don't know what's going on. So I'm just calling back again and hopefully trying to find out, is there something wrong with the account? Is there something wrong with the buildup? Again, I've got hundreds of dollars invested in, you know, plastic parts and metal, essentially a model that's half built, and I'd like to finish it.
Can I have the account number?
Yes. There's 1 second, pulling it up as we speak. -501.
The name and address on the account?
Alan Ruber, 2130 Lavaca, Prosper, Texas, 75078.
Okay, so your Mustang order is delayed because the making for the next order is out of stock for 59 to 62. That's why you haven't received anything yet.
Okay, so do you see the notes where they told me that my credit card was an issue?
Give me one moment.
Remind, I'm sorry, actually, I don't think you said it. What is your name?
Yes, I did. It's Sierra.
Sierra. And you said the buildup that's out of stock is what number?
You updated your card on the 12th, it shows, and it's for parts, I think I said 51 to 62 or something like that, 59 to 62.
59 to 62. Mm-hmm. So you show that I have all the way up to 58, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the last time I received an order from you guys was September of 2021. So you guys have been out of stock for 59 to 62 since September?
Let's see. I can't really say what's been going on with the account. Doesn't really.
Sarah, can you understand my concern that, like, I've got hundreds of dollars invested in this?
Yes, I can see your account and what orders you have.
You can't finish the orders. It's a problem.
So I'm not sure what has been out of stock over the time, and also with you updating the card, I do see that the last order was back in August of last year, and now you're waiting for your next few parts, which will come once that magazine is available. However, I do see that you get a large quantity at once, which could also be an issue with the parts that, or reason why your parts are coming slowly or delayed. So you can adjust your quantity to a lower amount
I've
if
already
you'd
done that.
like.
I've already called in. That didn't work months and months ago. I already did that. I had them drop it down so I could at least get a few more parts. But again, I'm very, very concerned that I've got hundreds of dollars of pieces of plastic and metal that it looks like I'm never, ever going to be able to finish. I mean, just a few short months, we're going to be at a year. I mean, no one else is complaining about this. Like, no one else is calling in, or you don't have any supervisors or leadership like telling you guys like how to advise us. It's just, sorry, it's out of stock still.
Yes, we can't process the order until we receive the item.
Okay, is there a plan to refund people for not being able to finish this project? What's the timetable on that?
I can submit a complaint for you, but I haven't had anyone call about that, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess let's start the process so we at least have some documentation, you know, that we're sitting here, you know, more than half a year later with, you know, no shipments going out. I've called maybe 8 times over the time frame from September to now, or I guess it would have been October. So from October to now, I've called maybe 10 times, and just the story's changed multiple times. It's just very concerning. If it was $50, $100, who cares, right? I wouldn't even be calling you guys. But we've got, it's a ton of money.
I've submitted that complaint for you. Is there anything else that I could help you with today?
Yeah, how does it work? Does someone call me back? Do I get an email?
Someone may follow with you via email.
Okay, thank you.
Problem, thank you for calling Igamal's telephone question survey.